This episode of Where Did the Road Go is brought to you in part by our Patreons. If you want to become a patron, go to wheredidtheroadgo.com. And now our show.
Transmission start. Welcome to Where Did the Road Go? Join us as we wander off the path and explore lost history, consciousness, the paranormal, unexplained mysteries, alternative thought, and much more. We are present on the web at wheredidtheroadgo.com. Now here is your host, Soraya.
All right, welcome to this edition of Where Did the Road Go? And I am here with Jen. And you have had some very interesting experiences that have a name. I've never heard of this happening before. So do you want to explain to people a little of what you've experienced?
All right. Well, a lot of people have never heard of this before. And I actually had never heard of this before. I had experienced it for a very long time, since I was probably about, I don't know, maybe 12 or 13 years old. And years and years later, after I had these experiences, I was reading a book. It's actually called Real Ghosts, Restless Spirits, and Haunted Places. It's written by Brad Steiger. Mm-hmm. And in this, he actually has a chapter talking about this phenomenon, and he calls it, no, I'm going to totally mess up the pronunciation because I'm not quite sure how it's pronounced, because it's a Scandinavian word, but it's called either the Vardoger. I'm not quite sure. I actually tried looking up how to pronounce it. Apparently nobody else knows how to pronounce it either.
That happens.
Because there's nothing out there. Like, I like Googled it. I YouTubed it. It brought up a band by the name, which is an awesome band, by the way.
Really?
So not quite sure, you know, about the pronunciation, but what it is apparently it has Scandinavian origins, and it's a spiritual forerunner that announces the presence of a person before they arrive.
So how does that work?
Well, in my experience, it started pretty much when I started being left home by myself when I was a kid. You know, I'd get home from school, my parents would be at work, so I'd have a couple hours to myself. Well, I'd get home, you know, I'd be sitting there doing my homework, and then all of a sudden, I would hear a car pull up in the driveway. We had a gravel driveway, so you could really hear, you know, the stones under the tires. I'd hear a car pull up. I'd hear car doors open, close. And then I'd hear somebody walk up the front steps and start to open the door. So obviously, you know, I thought it was my parents coming home early. I go, see who it was. Nobody was there. And I was like, okay. This happened at least once a week from the time I was like 12 or 13 until I was about 17 or 18. And then I wasn't, you know, living at home anymore at that time.
So did it only happen there?
It only happened at my house. And growing up, I had a lot of weird paranormal experiences. But this experience is the one that is very near and dear to me, because it's something that I experience still to this day.
Oh, okay. So you are still, it is still happening.
Yes, it is. And, you know, on and off over the years, throughout my adult years, I've lived with my family off and on, and, you know, with different people. And, you know, it's happened with different family members, most notably my mother. For some reason, it seems to really like imitating my mom. But it's also imitated, you know, some friends that I might have lived with, some boyfriends. It doesn't seem to have a preference. It seems to definitely happen you know, when you're by yourself and expecting someone to get home, it happens usually maybe anywhere from 15 minutes to 45 minutes before the actual person comes home.
Hmm. And like, do you hear voices?
Yeah, I actually have. You know, apparently there was a guy, I think his name was Jensen. I think it was back in like 1917. He actually wrote about this phenomenon in a journal, and I think it might have been in Norway or one of those countries. But he actually wrote about it. And he wrote that it typically didn't imitate sound, but in my experience, it does.
Hmm.
Like, as far as voices. Like, I think he wrote that it only did, you know, imitated inanimate objects. But I've had it imitate voices.
So, like, usually, would you hear, like, someone's voice as if they had come into the house?
Yeah, usually it would imitate my mother. She wouldn't be here. I'd be by myself. I'd hear the front door open and close, like somebody came in. And I'd go out to see who was there. And from another part of the house, I'd hear her voice say, "Hello, I'm home." And I'd hear, like, coughing. So I'd go to see if she was there and to talk to her, and she wouldn't be there. And then maybe like a half hour later, she'd actually come home.
Would she say hello the same way? Like, was it a precursor?
Yes, exactly. And that's the thing. Like, whatever sounds that like you hear before the person comes usually are the exact sounds that happen when the person arrives.
Hmm. So, as one thing I was looking up, it said it's like reverse deja vu, in a sense.
Yeah, it's almost kind of like a, I don't know, like if it's like a clairvoyant type of thing, like you're getting like something that would happen before it happens. I don't know, it's just really weird and bizarre.
Hmm. What are the kind of paranormal stuff did you have going on when this started?
Well, There was a lot. I grew up in a town right outside of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Mm.
And that town had a lot of weird activity in it. And I think the location of where I lived contributed to a lot of my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the house that we moved into when I was a kid was actually brand new. So I think a lot of the activity had to do with the land itself. And my mom had also inherited a lot of antiques. So I think that combined together kind of created something.
Yeah.
And what's also interesting is that the town that I lived in, I didn't live right in town, but a lot of my friends did. And the majority of them also had paranormal experiences.
Hmm.
So it was weird. I would actually say the majority of people I went to school with actually had experiences, because most everybody lived in older homes dating back to the Civil War. Hmm, and it was always a topic in like school at lunch. It was like, "Hey, what happened to you over the weekend?" "Oh, well, the ghost did this, the ghost did that." So it was like, oh, no, it was just it was like an everyday thing for like my friends and I. It wasn't like, you know, I wasn't the weird kid that had these weird things happening. It was like everybody like had something to add.
Was it usually ghost related?
It was. And everybody like had a nickname for the ghost, and everybody like had like, you know, different things happening, but it would be like the same things happening. Like one person might see like the ghost of an old man all the time. Somebody else might like have a ghost that like played with their TV all the time and like changed the channels. And it was just like, it was stuff like that.
Hmm.
And, you know, it was just so like, just so commonplace and like you know, like an everyday thing. Like growing up, I thought everybody had a ghost. Like I really did. Like I was just like, you know, my friends, the majority of my friends had experiences. I had experiences. Like the first time I met somebody that had never like had a paranormal experience, I was like, what? You're crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. So what kind of stuff happened to you specifically?
I would say, mostly it was just the, whatever it was just letting its presence be known. It was very mischievous. Hmm. It was just like to play with electronic devices, like the computer. It was always like turning the computer on. You could hear somebody typing and then you go in to see who was in there. Nobody would be there.
Hmm. Okay. So it was basically this, however you want to say it, the Vardoger, but it was in a different way.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, a lot of it was just, like, you know, everyday noises of somebody being home doing, like, typical stuff. And then you'd realize, hey, nobody's here. I'm by myself.
Hmm. I'm betting other people have had this experience and have just never really thought that much about it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking a lot of people have, but they're just like, they just blew it off as, oh, whatever. Like, I'm just hearing things, or, because it's not really scary, because it's like, you think, like, you don't think immediately, oh, ghosts, because you're hearing, like, everyday noises.
Yeah.
That, like, the person you're used to, like, living with makes. So, like, you don't immediately think, like, oh, it's a ghost that's opening the door and putting groceries away.
Well, I'm wondering if the area has something to do with it, that it's like recording things forwards and backwards, and they're not necessarily playing when they should be playing. You know what I mean? Like the time frame is misstepped.
Yeah, and that's another like good theory. I mean, who knows what it is? I mean, when you read about it too, they say like people with Scandinavian descent usually are the ones that experience it, but I don't think that's the case.
Did anyone else in your family have the experience?
Not that I know of. My mom might have, because she's a lot more open to the paranormal, but my dad's a complete skeptic, so you can't even talk about this stuff with him. But but as far as that, no, I'm the only one in my immediate family that ever experienced it. I mean, my mom has experienced other paranormal things, like seeing like apparitions. And really? I also experienced that. When my cat passed away when I was a child, he was like my best friend. And when he died, it was probably about a year later, I actually saw him like walking around the house like he was still alive. So that was weird.
Ever feel them jump on your bed?
Yeah, that was another thing. Like I felt that a lot.
That seems to be fairly common. And it's it always freaked me out. Like, because sometimes it would feel so real, I would be absolutely certain there was a cat in the room until I turned the light on.
Yeah, that happened to me a lot. And we were cat people, so we always had cats. So, you know, at first I always thought it was just, you know, one of the cats that was living.
Right, right.
Doing stuff. And then you realize that, hey, the cats are outside, or the cats are in a completely another room. So you're like, okay.
Oh, there's nothing on the bed that I just felt walking around on top of me.
Exactly.
And then it stops. So you're like, okay, great. So what would you say the weirdest experience you've had is?
Oh my gosh. Probably like this Vardoger thing is probably the most bizarre, just because I've experienced it for so long.
Did this stuff kind of feed into your love of horror movies?
Yeah, definitely did. You know, I've always been fascinated with like the dark side of life and ghosts and spirits. And I definitely think growing up the way that I did, with it being just a part of my everyday life, definitely, you know, cultured my love for the paranormal and horror movies in general.
All right. Anything else you want to share about this?
No, I'm just curious as to how many more people experience it, but they just don't know that it exists and that there's actually a name for it.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, I had never heard of it, and I don't know that I've ever experienced it. But occasionally I hear what sounds like someone pulling into the driveway and doors shutting, but then there's no one there. But nothing follows it up, you know, like no one arrives a half an hour later.
And that's a really common thing. That's like a really common thing that I've experienced too, is just hearing somebody pull up in the driveway and doors open and close and then nobody's there. But for me, it's, you know, taking a step further where you actually hear somebody come in and like, you know, like they're taking their shoes off and going into different rooms. You hear doors open and close, or like they're putting groceries away or something like that. Or sometimes you hear a voice greeting you.
Your audio sync is off. With time.
Uh-oh.
So it would be weirder if you heard those noises and then when the people came home they didn't make any noise.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, what if that were to happen? Like, that would freak me out even more.
You already heard the audio. You don't need it now. Your sync is off.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. But yeah, I mean, who knows what it is? I mean, it could just be, it could be anything. It could have to do with like some weird like quantum physics thing where like dimensions are like intersecting and getting all screwed up somehow.
I suspect it has something to do with how we experience time. And I mean, we expect everything to be cause and effect and, you know, 1, 2, 3 type of causality, but I don't think that's always the case. And I think when things step outside of that, it just appears odd to us.
Yeah, and that's what's interesting. I mean, like, there's not many, like, you know, theories out there on this, like, at all. Like, when you go to Google it or whatever, it just basically said, oh, it's a spirit announcing the arrival of somebody before they come. But
right.
To me, like, why would a spirit do that?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's probably not a spirit, because like, don't they have better things to do than just wait around for somebody to come home, you know?
Well, I think that's just because when the term was created, that was probably the paradigm existing at that point, you know. When something like that happens, it's because of a spirit. Now we have other paradigms to work with, such as time concepts. I'm reading my way through a book for someone I hope to have on called Time Loops, and he's going over some of the scientific research that's showing that cause and effect don't quite work the way we think it does.
Yeah, and to me, that makes more sense than it being like the person, like, you know, a dead dude coming back to, make noises.
Do you get psychic premonitions or anything?
Typically they come to me in dream form. Like, I'll dream about something and then like the next day or a few days later it'll happen. Like, I'll dream of a place and then I'll go there.
Hmm. Okay. Ever have sleep paralysis?
Yes. quite often.
Oh, okay. Like, is it bad sleep paralysis? Like, do you get entities, or you just can't wake yourself up?
I haven't had it for a few months. Usually, typically I get it a couple times a year. For me, I've never actually been able to open my eyes to see anything. I know a lot of people have.
Right.
But I sense things, you know. I sense things like standing over me. I can't move. Like, I feel like things on top of me. It just feels negative and evil and yucky.
Huh. It's interesting that you have all of these. Like, I suspect they're all connected to why you have this experience. Like, you're sensitive to certain things would be my guess.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely would say I'm sensitive. My grandmother was very, very sensitive. She actually would have visions, and she also contributed to my love of the paranormal, because when I was a kid, she'd sit there and tell me ghost stories of things that happened to her when she was a kid and when she was growing up. So she was, so I wouldn't be surprised if it had something to do, you know, with my family, like I inherited something from her.
Interesting. Well, if anyone out there has had this experience and wants to share it, get in touch. You can always contact us through wheredidtheroadgo.com, and I will pass stuff along to you if anyone, you know, has these experiences and wants to share.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I would love to know, you know, how many more people out there are having this, and I would really like to bring more awareness and attention to this, because, you know, you hear about poltergeists and, you know, apparitions and, you know, all this other stuff is so common, like, you don't think twice about it, you know exactly what it is, but this is something that I think the majority of people have no clue that it's a thing.
Yeah, and it's definitely interesting. It's a strange thing. It's a little bit psychic premonition and a little bit something else.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what it is. And I'm, like, wondering if, you know, people that experience this also have, you know, are sensitive to other paranormal things as well.
There's a correlate in Finnish folklore, and I'm going to massacre how to pronounce this, Etienen or something like that. It's Etiainen. And it says in Finnish folklore, all places and things and also human beings have haitja, genius or guardian spirit of their own. And their version can be, it can be a doppelganger or just an impression that goes ahead of a person doing the things the person in question does later.
Yeah, and I was going to mention that because that kind of falls in line with the whole doppelganger thing, you know, where a doppelganger, you actually see the person, but this, yeah, you're just hearing them.
So it's an audio doppelganger.
Yeah. And I know it could also, like, I was also reading, it could also be a form of bilocation.
Yeah, yeah. But the fact that it also mimics what they're going to do then suggests some kind of precognition or some time thing going on.
Yeah,
the time thing only certain people are sensitive to.
Yeah, and I think that's what's most interesting to me is, you know, you hear these noises and it's like, oh, whatever. But the fact that, you know, you hear the noises and then the person comes home and they make the exact same noises, that's what I think is most interesting, that, there's a pattern.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, thank you for sharing this.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
And a special thanks to my Patreons, without whom the show may not still be, honestly. Extra special thanks to those of you pledging $10 or more. Allison Cook, Super Inframan, Andy McNamara, Charles Beauregard, Craig Cisternos, Eric Citron, Jose A., Scott Morris Everett, Sean Cosgrove, Robert Groom, Roland Belstadt, Riker and Stark, John Rutledge Foster III, Russell Wilcoxon, Sasha Lorg, Kevin Olson, Paul Buscini, Christopher Vaughn, Samantha, Tim, Kevin, Ben Crow, Carla Mahoney, Savannah Barlow, John Eddy, Chris, Mark Brady, William Lovelace, Patricia Gayaquinta, Kevin Schreck, Alex Bose, and Alfred Tuttle. Thank you all so very much.
Shut the closet door, it's under the floor, the monster's there. Don't leave me here among these ghosts. You promised me nightmares the day I was born. You promised me hellfire. So sure I grew up waiting for demons to find me. I grew up hungry for ghosts to define me. Give me the nightmares, cause death doesn't scare me. I want the vampires and I want the glory. Ammunition, give me an Armageddon. Sign of my own suffering, bitterness, suffering, offering doom, 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 doom. Sick of waiting for your curses to catch up to me. Burn me, chew me, slake me, thrill me. I don't want the unicorn, I want the bloodsucker. Modify the uniform, cause I'm a monster.
suffering, bitterness, suffering, offering, doom, 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 doom. Sick of waiting for your curses to catch up to me. Bind me, chill me, slake me, thrill me. This is a song I've heard before. It's like a voice asking for more. Ma chère éclate à cause des ailes. En grand spectacle de primavera. Doesn't scare me. I want the vampires and I want the glory. Now have me a shot. Give me an Armageddon. Give me the daring to forfeit ordinary dreams for the cost of pleasing you. It's far too steep. Give me the nightmares, cause death doesn't scare me. I want the vampires and I want the glory. No ammunition. Give me an Armageddon. Shut the closet door, it's under the floor. The monster's there, yeah, yeah.
You have been listening to Where Did the Road Go? This show is made possible in part from our Patreons, and we thank you and everyone listening for helping us continue this exploration of the strange. You can always find everything Where Did the Road Go related at www.wheredidtheroadgo.com. And thank you so much for your support.